It's Wednesday, the 22nd of February. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Let's start off with high school basketball because there's great news for the Rudder Ranger girls. They beat Cedar Ridge last night by 7, 59-52, and they advanced for the first time ever to the 4A regionals. It'll be in Garland where they'll meet Rockwall Friday night at 6 o'clock. Rudder went to 34-5 for the year as they outscored Cedar Ridge 7-0 in the second overtime. But it was Rudder's comeback from a 7-point deficit in the fourth quarter that kept the Lady Rangers in the game. LaMaria Cole led the Rangers with 12 points. Marche Emerson had 10 points. Congratulations to them. The Consol Tiger boys got their 30th win of the year as they easily beat Longview 65-40. Longview had made the playoffs with an 11-16 record. The Tigers established their 25-point lead through three quarters as A&M-bound Alex Caruso led all scorers with 22 points. Jimmy Gilbert had 12. The Tigers will meet Dallas Jesuit in the area round Friday night at 7 at Waco Midway. Well, for many Kansas fans who can't get tickets to see their team in Lawrence, they'll find gems where there are tickets left, and that's Reed Arena. The struggling Aggies will host their second straight top five opponent tonight when the Kansas Jayhawks come to Reed at 8 o'clock. After losing by just 9 to third-ranked Missouri on Saturday, the Aggies host fourth-ranked KU, a team that last night took over first place in the Big 12 when Kansas State upset Mizzou in Columbia. Kansas plays Missouri on Saturday at Lawrence, but KU coach Bill Self says first things first.
We got to go beat A&M, and A&M is playing well. They got more. I don't know if Dash will play. I haven't heard yet, but Middleton's back, and they've got more pieces, and certainly took Missouri to a two-possession game late, and have played very well at home, even the games that they haven't won. So Texas was a one-possession game. We know they're capable of beating us without question, so we're going to have to go play well.
As for A&M coach Billy Kennedy, well, enough said. It's Kansas.
You got to love playing. You're playing two great teams back-to-back. We competed well at Kansas. They've been great on the road. That's why they've been conference champions the last few years, several years. We'll have to play really well here to give ourselves a chance, but we've been playing well at home, and we're looking forward to playing.
Tip-off at 8 o'clock, and there are those two for $10 tickets for the game. We'll carry it here on 1620. Also last night in the Big 12, Oklahoma hosts, or also tonight, I should say, in the Big 12, Oklahoma hosts Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech is at Iowa State. Well, the 14th-ranked A&M women's basketball team could not find the bucket last night in a 64-55 loss at Oklahoma. For the second time this month, A&M shot under 30% in a game. They did that against Baylor in Waco, and last night hit just 18 of 63 in suffering their fifth Big 12 loss, and they slipped back into a tie with OU for second place. After the game, associate head coach Vic Schaefer spoke with Mike Wright and Steve Miller.
Man, we just couldn't buy a bucket when we needed one. Tyra White was, bless her heart, 2 for 16. She was 1 for 8 at half and 1 for 8 in the second half. So, she just had a bad night shooting. Pratcher came off the bench, did a nice job, had 9 points, was almost our leading scorer. But you're right, it didn't seem like we could get it inside. When we did, Bone missed some short ones, we got to have her cash those, and I don't know what else to say.
The Aggies did cut a 12-point deficit down to 3 with a 10-1 run, but the Sooners never lost the lead and got their 18th win of the year, denying A&M their 20th. A&M comes home for 2 games in 3 days span, hosting Texas Tech Saturday night and number-1-ranked undefeated Baylor Monday night. Baylor clinched the outright Big 12 title last night with an 80-59 win over Texas. Well, the now 4th-ranked Aggie baseball team went to 4-0 on the young season last night, but as usual, it was anything but easy against the Lumberjacks of Stephen F. Austin. Cole Langford's 2-run hit to right field in the 6th inning gave A&M the eventual winning score of 4-3 as they combined with strong relief pitching. That gave the Aggies an all-important midweek win in their first Tuesday game. A&M coach Rob Childress talked about coming back for the win.
I felt like in the middle innings we were a little bit tight, nervous, and we hadn't been in that spot before, and we need to learn from that. But Cole Langford comes up and gets a big 2-out hit to take the lead, and as a freshman, and a freshman finishes the game. So I'm real proud of our team tonight. We got better tonight.
The Aggie bullpen of Jason Freeman, Parker Ray, Kyle Martin, and Daniel Mingan threw five shutout innings after SFA went up 3-2 in the fourth inning. Freeman got the win, facing six batters, giving up no hits and striking out three. The Aggies will host Holy Cross in three games this weekend. Portland snapped San Antonio's 11-game winning streak with an emphatic 137-97 win last night. LaMarcus Aldridge led the way for the Trailblazers with 21. The Blazers opened a 22-point lead at halftime and led 103-65 after three quarters as the Spurs ran out of gas, playing their second game in two nights. San Antonio also sat out its stars Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. And the conference commissioners who run the BCS are determined to have the championship game played earlier in January and stop playing major bowls in the middle of the week after New Year's Day. The 11 conference commissioners and Notre Dame's athletic director met Tuesday in Dallas along with BCS executive director Bill Hancock to continue discussing changes to college football's postseason. Also, reports say that the commissioners seem to be talking more about the one-plus playoff system for the BCS football championship. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.